We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton, and until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer.
Well, I am personally offended that you would suggest that I have hatred, and I don't like that you associated it with my name, and you need to stop. Could I say that to her after what she just said? Oh, that was 1998. I'm sorry. It's been a few years since she accused somebody else of doing something out of hatred. Nancy
it's
Pelosi.
It's funny how the things change over time.
Yeah.
I thought you'd enjoy that. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. We're headed for the weekend, and boy, Monday's going to be a big day. We're going to maybe get the IG report on Monday. We're going to be talking about all of that. We've got Trish Regan coming up from Trish Regan Primetime on the Fox Business Network, so stay tuned for that. Right now, though, I'm very excited about our guest this hour. He is Thomas Gipping, Deputy Director of the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Thomas, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday. You know, when the Kavanaugh hearing was going on, we had you on because you spent some time as senior legal counsel or chief counsel for the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I'm interested in your thoughts on what happens over there. I assume the Judicial Committee and the Senate is front and center in any sort of impeachment trial, correct?
That's right. And also in 2010, which was the last impeachment trial that the Senate conducted, I was the deputy chief counsel of the trial committee. They do use a trial committee for impeachments other than the president, and then the committee conducts the trial. But for the president, the trial will be conducted before the full Senate.
Right. Yeah, interesting. So what was the 2010 impeachment?
That was of a U.S. district judge in Louisiana. In fact, about three-quarters of the impeachments that we've done in American history have been of judges, even though the founders, I think, had the president in mind when they put that provision in the Constitution.
Sure, sure. So, Thomas, as you're watching those four professors, law professors, sit in front of Jerry Nadler's committee the other day and talk about their opinions on this, did you want to just go through the TV screen at any point?
Well, I was... I guess underwhelmed is not the right word. Ordinarily in the past, the main issue, we agree what the president did. The disagreement is about whether it's impeachable. It's the opposite today. As the hearing showed, they said 10,000 times that the president pressured the Ukraine or solicited foreign interference in the 2020 election. They claimed that over and over. That's the central factual issue in this whole thing, but there's no evidence for it. So we can't even agree on what the facts are, let alone on whether what the president did, whatever it is impeachable.
Yeah, that's a great point. And any disagreement these days is immediately quashed. I understand that that Jonathan Turley, they're trying to demand that his job be taken away at George Washington University and all this simply because he disagreed with the other three professors having an academic discussion in front of a congressional committee.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that, although bear in mind the quote or the clip from Nancy Pelosi that you had from the Clinton impeachment. Professor Turley testified at this same academics hearing during the Clinton impeachment. He's written widely about this subject, and in fact, he was the lawyer for the judge who was impeached in 2010. I don't know if there's anybody in the country who's more capable and studied about this subject, and yet because he had an opinion that some people don't like, they think he should be destroyed, too.
Well, politics have driven this thing, and I guess I worry a little bit that it may not be any more fair at the next level. Could you just briefly lay out how this would happen in the Senate? Do the American people have any more reason to believe that it's going to be a fairly operated trial in this, on the Senate side?
Well, I think there's the first decision that has to be made in the Senate is the one of two strategies for the Senate impeachment trial. On the one hand, you could just do a straightforward factual trial on the impeachment that comes over. Is he guilty or not of what he was impeached for in the House? The other strategy is broader, and that is where Republicans in the Senate would try to bring in witnesses that perhaps were denied testimony in the House to gather more information through the Senate trial than was gathered in the House. The only reason to consider that is because the House process was so rigged and shut down in terms of the full picture of what the facts are. So that's the first decision to make, which approach to take to the trial. But it's fairly straightforward. The House will send over what they call managers, members of the House, who will be, in effect, the prosecutor. In the Senate, the Chief Justice will preside, but the Senate itself is really the judge and jury. The two sides will be presented. The Senate will deliberate, and then they'll vote on whether to acquit or convict.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we should know soon. I get a feeling they're probably going to vote on this sometime before their Christmas break coming up. So, Thomas Gipping, thank you so much for your time today. I love the insight. Thank you, sir.
Great. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Always great to have you on. Tom, of course, the director there at the Meese Center at Heritage and former chief counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee, so he knows of what he speaks. 314-241-9797. Got time for your phone calls coming up. I've got Trish Regan, host of Fox Business Network's primetime newscast coming up about 8:35. Stay tuned.